he can, you have to ask him questions, that he doesn't put things together.
Yeah.
But if you ask him questions, he'll come up with those terms. And I wish he was very, very much conscious of it being a questionnaire, so he just gave me answers, you know, rather than would reminisce. And I would love to have him reminisce, but he stayed pretty much to direct answers, to direct questions.
You know, now you're doing something that I would love to go to Ireland. I'd give anything to do that, just to go find out how it was, because I know what's going on around me. It's living history. Mm-hmm. Those people are living to the punishment their parents took and talked about and told about and passed on down, you know?
Yeah,
but we went over there a few years ago, 1966, and I had begun to get on to it and read a little bit more about it. But it's enough people that had English something, and their ancestors probably came over here. I never could know where I was standing. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I was all ready to go join the revolution over there when I left in and got over there, and hell, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it's complicated.
I realized I had to be mighty careful about who I said anything to, mm-hmm. one way or the other. I couldn't express a thing. The only thing I'd try to ask a question that wouldn't cause too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to stay away long enough to get on to, so I could learn my way around,
right.
Feel my way around, see mm-hmm. what, then you could find out something, you know.
Yes, there's a way of life that's changing too.
It has to, but the England starved those people to death by the hundreds of thousands. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. There's a good deal in literature about that. Absentee landlords. And,
they kicked those people off their farm. They couldn't have made it without that peat where they lived over there naked.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how little they lived with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But England was hauling lumber from Canada over there and using them damned Irishmen for ballast coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They send the boat back. Did you know that? The boat would come back over there. Now you're talking about bringing the slaves in from Africa and them starving to death. But that ain't true, because that was a merchandise. They had to keep him living till I get over here. They wouldn't have nothing to sell. But they bring them damn Irishmen over here. They got paid on that end of it, and they didn't care if they all died.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come in there, and they'd have all kind of diseases and stuff and sick. Boston wouldn't let them unload them, because they'd bring it in there to them. And New York got the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They'd take them up to St. Louis River, and they just fly back in there to Boston, you
mm-hmm.
know?
I've read that...
England would round them up and put them on them boats.
Mm-hmm. I've read talk about discrimination. I've read that signs in Boston parks used to read, dogs and Irishmen not allowed, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Well, about like that, yeah. I didn't know that bad up there, but I knew. Well, when Mr. Kennedy said that Irishman there would be elected president of the United States, where it just as unheard of as a Catholic
right.
would be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how stupid I really was.
I
found out though how really stupid I am, but I didn't know. I'll tell you another thing, talking about the Irish, I don't tell that to my wife. Now, I was in the Army, and just had gotten in there in '42 and went to the hospital in Fort Bragg, and a young, prettiest little nurse came in there, and I was out in the ward there, and she